John Trump having the connection going in to the UFO file from Vannevar Bush, then he is appointed by Bush to go and get these records that Nikola Tesla left behind. One of the things he says the FBI people told him that they were looking for was the ability to take down flying objects at a distance, so that if you're in Hawaii somewhere, you can press a button. If something's going over the UK, you take it down. But they didn't identify what kind of flying objects. So that brings us into the whole piece about the advanced technology that John Trump had. Well, when Trump is bringing this up, and you know, Trump, one of the people who brought him to prominence was Roy Cohn. And Roy Cohn understood the aerospace aspect and the deep state aspect. He'd been there since the McCarthy hearings. This is a guy who went very deep. So Trump going in has the knowledge from his uncle, and he'll often say in those speeches, oh, my uncle shared these things with me, you know, and he shared with me about the power. Do you understand the power? And this kind of language, which I think he's giving that message, like, you know, if you're hunting around after me with these court cases, if you're hunting around after me in relation to Mar-a-Lago and classified documents, I'm going to let this stuff out. So I think Trump right now is playing a very hardcore card game with the deep state, just like he was when he was in the presidency. And I think we're looking at a kind of a almost like a maximum peril situation for the 2024 election, because all these things are coming to a head. And I think the firings of these people are also involved with this, because this story, I think when it gets out, is gigantic. And it shows that Trump has that direct connection to these deep aerospace groups.
We are now into hour number three, the embattled ship InfoWars. Scarred, but never more successful, thanks to you, constantly, second to second, energizing us with your prayers, your word of mouth, and your financial support, while getting incredible products at InfoWarsStore.com. You cannot imagine what the image means of the people standing against tyranny and how the globalists can't stand it. They need total submission to win. Well, I've seen this guy's work for years. I wanted to get him on. He's Daniel List, goes by Dark Journalist, and he has got a whole raft of big subjects we're going to get into today with him. We're going to talk about what's really going on with Blue Beam, what's really going on with the flying saucers, and a lot of what Tucker Carlson's covered, but the next level of that. We're talking about RFK Jr., recapturing Camelot, Mystery School's connection with the deep state, Nikola Tesla's connection to Dr. John Trump, President Trump's uncle, and exotic technology, the secret space program, continuity of government, UFO file 2024, and the election, and why they're priming us for a fake alien invasion. So joining us is Dark Journalist Daniel List. Thank you for coming on with us, Daniel. Good to have you here.
It's great to be here, Alex. Thank you very much.
You want to give us a 35,000-foot view, just as a human and an American, on what you think's going on in the world right now, that we can drill into any of these topics you want first?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, you mentioned the election there, and I think this 2024 election is about as crucial as it's ever going to get. We've got RFK Jr. coming forward, and if you really go into the background on that, as you've covered extensively, you know, the Kennedys are a major threat through the decades to the deep state, and this is kind of a recapturing of Camelot with the first Kennedy who's gone on the record, you know, saying that his relatives, his uncle and his father, were assassinated by the deep state. And that's huge.
And I mean, that's really when the coup officially takes over. 1913 with the Federal Reserve, the income tax, and the senators becoming federal, not appointed by the state legislatures. That's their beachhead. But I would say 1963 in Dallas in November, I would say that's the real coup.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's fascinating. If you get into the work of Professor Peter Dale Scott, he calls it the first deep state revolt against the White House. I think that's how we have to think of it. And from there, you know, they would kind of keep the presidents on a very short hook, including the fact that LBJ doesn't run for re-election and they get Nixon out. So if you look at that presidential lineup through the years, to get somebody of the stature of RFK Jr. running against the establishment, which at this point is as corrupt as it's ever been, then I think we're looking at a political earthquake going into 2024. And they're aware of it. You know, originally Biden said, well, I'm not going to announce till September. And now it's all the rage. Today's the announcement. He's in there. He's in it to win it, right? And so they're rolling out Biden for term number two. That's all due to the fact that RFK Jr. Came up there at the Park Plaza, and I was there. And he said, look, you know, I am looking for a new kind of role for America in the world. And I want to bring the troops home. And I want to end this kind of marriage of the state and corporate powers. So this is a huge earthquake. And I think the electricity was definitely in the room at the time. And
I mean, I agree. It was a declaration against globalist fascism.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which and his father was assassinated while leading in the polls for doing as well.
Exactly. And it's kind of interesting. I mean, there's a lot of strange parallels going on with this because they're going to have the DNC, you know, the entire convention is going to be at Chicago this time. And Chicago was the convention in 68 where we had all of those problems 55 years ago. So when we think about this,
for those who don't know, there was a federal bombing plot. They were planting a false flag there.
Exactly.
Sorry to interrupt. Keep going.
No, absolutely. And it's very interesting, too, if you think about that convention, that really lost the Democrats the election that year. And that's how it went to Nixon, because they, you know, were beating people on the streets and this whole thing. This thread of history, I mean, we have to remember that RFK Jr. was there. He was there with his dad. He was 14 years old on that campaign trail. He remembers and he knows. And one of the early signs that he was going to break with the establishment was when they had the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination. And he sat down with Charlie Rose and he said, no, you know, I can tell you that my father never believed the Warren Commission. And, you know, he starts to intimate that the CIA was behind John F. Kennedy's assassination. That's a huge earthquake because the Kennedy family is kept pretty quiet about it, which you can appreciate on a number of levels. But we can see that RFK Jr. is kind of the transparency candidate, you know, and he has to start with himself and his own family history. And I think he did a really good job starting off that way.
I agree. And I can tell you, I've talked to people involved in it, in the John Lennon situation, to John Lennon's family, son, you know, obviously wife, all of it. They knew the feds killed Lennon, and they knew there was another shooter, but the FBI sat on him for over a year, threatened him. Same thing was done to the Kennedys. So the rest of the Kennedys are captured. RFK is literally risking his life in the arena as a gladiator for us, going up against this with the very people that killed his father.
Exactly. And that brings us really into a dynamic situation that, you know, wasn't here before, because the deep state's battle against the Kennedys goes back. It goes back actually into the 50s. And, you know, John Kennedy's father was very against giving the CIA so much power. And he was on some of these committees that were looking into limiting that power. So you got instantly running afoul of the intelligence agency early on.
That's Joe Kennedy.
John F. Kennedy. That's Joe Kennedy, yeah. And Joe had some, you know, kind of incredible connections. And he had the political savvy of Godzilla. I think by the time that we get to John Kennedy being in the White House, he is so, you know, if you look at some of those accounts, he's so freaked out by the time he gets into the White House about the power that the CIA has to overthrow other governments, to conduct their own foreign policy, to run their own Air Force. So he instantly, you know, sets about controlling and narrowing that power base of the Central Intelligence Agency. And that whole presidency is about 3 years of a battle between the executive branch and the Central Intelligence Agency and the groups around the Central Intelligence Agency.
And they've got to be having a nightmare right now because the deep state is not as competent as it once was. They're battling Trump, who for all his problems is actually trying to be the president, and now RFK Jr., who looks just like his father and is probably even smarter. I mean, it's just the nightmares are getting worse by the minute here.
Absolutely. Well, you make a great point about RFK Jr. As well, which is he's not just coming in there on his father's name. He is an environmental lawyer. He has a great background of courage, of beating Monsanto for the farmers.
Yeah, real environmental activism.
Exactly. Yeah. And we need to have more of that. You know, I think we have so much of the Green New Deal nonsense that we forgot that the environment, you know, is genuinely important.
Because the people running the Green Deal are the ones killing the planet.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the nature of the problem. And they've looked at it as an opportunity, you know, carbon credits and all the things that you've articulated so well in this program. And they've created an environment where, you know, what we're looking at is they're taking all the issues that should be good, you know, things about equity or, you know, people having equal rights and the environment, and they're turning them all to this centralization machine, which has nothing to do with that. Because we know, for the most part, these people don't care about the environment at all. You know,
oh, they just camouflage themselves in a liberal wrap, but it has nothing to do with what they are.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is the nature of the problem, I think, when we get into it. The interesting thing is the political process brings us right into the same day that RFK Jr. announced they had a UFO hearing in Congress, the UFO Defense Office, in fact. And they set about their public findings. Now, they're being public with this. It's like the breakaways are breaking back in, right? They need to roll out this technology now that they've developed it in secret for 8 decades. And
so just like they rolled out stealth bombers 30 years after they were out there, explain what breakaways use in a lot of key terms, sophisticated understanding. Let's layman this down. A lot of our audience gets it, some don't. We want everybody to understand. Dark journalists, Daniel List, stay there. We'll get into the breakaway civilization is now coming out of the closet with all its super technologies and about to try to absorb civilization, roll out the robots, all of it, and use the fake alien invasion as a pretext. You'll come back, get into that on the other side of this break. DarkJournalist.com, YouTube, Dark Journalist. I'm Alex Jones at band.video.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Dark journalist, Daniel List of DarkJournalist.com, a very articulate, very smart individual. And he studied the deep state. He studied the breakaway civilization. So why don't you quantify briefly where you think the world is right now, how it's going for the deep state, what a breakaway civilization is, and then plow into why we're approaching this quickening and why so much is coming out right now and who you think the main power blocks are on the planet. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, they're rushing. They're definitely rushing their program. And another piece of that was basically the COVID part was a rush as well. But I've often pointed out that if people thought the COVID op was something, wait till they get to the UFO threat op, because that's really what they've been lining up for a number of years. We've heard rumors of things and street legends of things like Blue Beam, for example. But they have a genuine program in relation to this. And we saw a kind of a test run of this in February with the China balloon and that whole thing about shooting down UFOs over Alaska and Canada. That was no accident that we never found the debris on those. That was a setup test to see how this would look to the world. And the person they put out there, interestingly enough, it wasn't President Biden. It was General Van Herk, who is the combatant commander of the United States. He is the NORTHCOM commander and in charge of NORAD. But the nature of the whole thing was unusual. And when they asked him, this New York Times reporter asked him, well, you know, Helene Cooper, who writes these kind of op-ed UFO stories that have a CIA threat narrative involved, she asked him, well, can you see that this was done by extraterrestrials? And he said, I'm not ruling anything out. Now think about that. You know, he's a NORTHCOM general. For him to say that, he knows all the headlines are going to pick that up. So it was a dry run. It was a data mining operation for this UFO threat program that the CIA has been putting together for decades, since 1947.
And let's be clear. it's not Art Bell, who was a great guy, or George Norrie, who was a great guy, looking at stories and reporting on it. It's so fascinating. This is the Pentagon saying, we believe alien motherships are in near-Earth space sending probes to Earth. I see a lot of the aircraft. You can see their advanced drones, mainly the U.S., Europe, the U.K. China's way behind, but has a bunch of wild stuff, satellite killers, you name it. But I've talked to the airline pilots that have seen things do 180s at Mach 20. Nobody's got that. The Russians, the U.S., nobody. So clearly most of it is human, but a lot of it is obviously something else. That's got to really freak out the globalist control freaks.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. Well, a lot of this stuff did used to be in the category of like the X-Files, or it would be, you know, something on Coast to Coast, like you said. And it's interesting that they used to marginalize it. As a matter of fact, the Central Intelligence Agency came out with an article in the New York Times in 1998 and said, remember all of those sightings that you were seeing in, you know, the 50s and 60s that were UFOs? That was just us testing advanced craft. That's what they said on the record. They didn't want people to believe in it initially. And 2017, that all changed because they were ready with their narrative to go forward. I think the only problem with the thing that they rolled out in 2017 is they expected Hillary to be in there and Trump was in there. And there's a real split inside there about the UFO file when you're dealing with the Trump group versus this other group. And they're totally different. Trump coming in with the Space Force, you know, it's quite overlooked and miraculous if you think about being able to accomplish the Space Force, what it is and what it's for. Now, yesterday, B. Saltzman Chance, the Chance Saltzman, he's the general there who heads up Space Force. This guy comes out and says, we're in a new era of dealing with threats, not of Earth. Well, what are you talking about then? So are they coming out and giving us the Sadovici language saying, well, you're dealing with a UFO threat. This is what we're going to bring in.
Incredible. So in your research view, is all of this advanced technology or is there outside things?
Well, a lot of it, this is an interesting thing because there's a whole thread of aerospace groups who, believe it or not, worked in the 19th century and came over here from Germany. So that gets into a whole thread early on, before the Wright brothers, before all that. So there are hints of very advanced aviation, airship sightings, massive sightings.
Well, that's right. They had dirigibles, they had rockets, they had a bunch of stuff before supposedly the Wright brothers at Kitty Hawk.
Exactly. And this is what's interesting. There's a group inside the government called the Cosmos Club. It's still there in D.C. And you could call it a kind of UFO Bilderberg. They get together and discuss that. Well, that's where the Wright brothers actually lived for a while, right there in D.C. at the Cosmos Club while they were getting to, you know, going to be ordained as the ones who invented flight. So there's a lot there in the story that doesn't fit a traditional timeline. So I believe a lot of the technology is developed inside of these secret societies that deal with aerospace and that they've been going on for a long time. The thing is, all of it can't be explained that way. So there's an off-world aspect to it. And that's another piece that I think they want to keep heavily covered up. They want to kind of feed us their version of this. I mean, the Central Intelligence Agency is taking a big lead. All of the major organizations.
Sure, sure. And so is the Vatican. This is a big narrative. What do you make of all the admitted real radio transmissions of the Apollo crews saying they were being followed by craft?
Well, I think something else was operating up there. And this is the nature of, you know, getting deep into it. Also, when you think about the Apollo part, you know, you get to 1972 and then they never go back. So now we're talking about it. Hey, you know, Mike Pence, when he was VP, said, we're going to set up this program. We're going to go back to the moon by 2024. Well, that didn't happen. But why the 50 years of not going back to the moon with a manned mission? What happened? Was there something there that we just couldn't keep secret? Well, that's what gets us into the whole thing, which is a big part of the X series that we do on my program, which is called the Secret Space Program, because the Secret Space Program runs deep into all this.
Well, that's what I was told by Apollo program leaders. Raymond Teague was one of them. He was Air Force Intelligence Vietnam, super secret. He had like presidential letters at his house, you know, from the president. For you look at him in the famous black and white footage, he was like running the whole optics program and the cameras. And he said, listen, they went out there, but there was a whole nother more advanced program and we weren't part of it. And he literally could hardly, he said, I can't talk about it, but we knew there was a whole shadow program and that basically what we were showing people was just one part of it.
Wow. Well, that's exactly right. And it's those types of disclosures that really, you know, are much better than tons of New York Times articles talking about the Tic Tac. Tic Tac is pure Lockheed Martin, by the way. They've been developing that stuff for years. And I think in the case of some of these Navy pilots that they used during the whole To the Stars push on this in the New York Times, basically all they were doing were training exercises. And they freak these guys out with their new technology. And then those guys can come forward and come on CNN and be like, I saw a UFO. Well, you know, that's a lot different, I think, than some of the genuine stuff, you know, because those sightings by Navy pilots have been going on since the 1940s.
Well, exactly. But I haven't just talked to William Cooper, who saw the Navy at Navy Intelligence. I've talked to Navy officers who said, we have seen giant ships come out of the water at 500 miles an hour. Nothing can do that, we have. And go right back in the water at 1,000 miles an hour. I mean, so they see this stuff and they're like, well, nobody's got that. Nothing we have can slam into the water at 1,000 miles an hour and then come right back up.
Yeah. Well, this is an excellent point. I think the group that developed this is a group inside the government. I've referred to them as X-Protect. And I think that they got their hands on the technology early. And I think a lot of this is advanced human technology, but there is also the UFO recovered craft.
All right, stay there. Let's talk about that when we come back. Testosterone Boost is back in stock. It is a private label of the number one best-selling natural testosterone booster on the market. It does incredible things for men, but women also love it. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to experience this product for yourself. I never have any issues in the libido department, but it's always good to supercharge it and take it to the next level. And I'm just gonna tell you, bottom line, my wife is blown away. I am a Tyrannosaurus Rex in the sheets. And I'm telling you, at 49, I've got more energy in that department than I had when I was 18. And I owe it all to 1776 Testosterone Boost, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's also great for your muscles, your body, your energy, your workouts. Get 1776 Testosterone Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm not a gambling man when it comes to things that don't matter, but I'll gamble for freedom and roll the dice against tyranny every day because I'm betting on you. It's all a game to me. 7 or 11, Snake Eyes watching you. Crank it up. It's the Ace of Spades. The Ace of Spades. Death is the great equalizer. In 1952, they designed the SR-71 Blackbird. In 1957, it was in full service for 20 years. And we're told it's still the fastest plane on Earth. Does anybody believe that? I've seen, and I've got one hanging in my house at home, graphics from 1910 by a French artist that is the SR-71 Blackbird. Max Planck, who was the real master, the Palpatine of quantum mechanics, nothing against Albert Einstein, he just took the work and popularized it, and they made him, like the Wright brothers, the father of it. In the 1890s, did the equations for atomic weapons that worked perfectly. So what our guest, dark journalist Daniel List, is saying is that we've not been in Kansas for a long time. Mr. List, please continue with the secret space program.
Absolutely. Yeah. And his stuff was absolutely fascinating. It's interesting. There's a guy in the same period named Del Schau, and he was part of the Sonora Aero group. But he came over from Germany, and some of his artwork that was found later of these fantastic machines, one of those machines said Trump in the middle of it. And it's not a hoax or anything. It's been in museums for years. But it just so happens that there were Trumps who were associated with that early aerospace group coming out of Germany to America, to California. So, you know, we've got threads that go all the way back there. In terms of what they did when they let go of NASA telling the truth about things, there was someone they call the NASA hacker. It was Gary McKinnon. And this guy hacked into the NASA computers in the 1990s into the early 2000s. And he found a lot of information pertaining to an off-world officers list. Now, this is where the real secret space program information comes from. There's been a lot of junk around the subject, unfortunately, that I think has been put out to obscure it. But the secret space program existed, and I think what they did was they took the secrecy rules of the continuity of government program and they applied them to space, because COG is the most, that's the most secret program that we have. The UFO file resides right inside of that X technology. So the UFO file was someone who was very close to it, Robert Saarbarker. He was a physicist, has been kind of rubbed out of history. If you look for him, even in Wikipedia, he's not there, but he was as big as Oppenheimer or anybody. But what he did in on 1952 is in the cover of Saturday Evening Post and all this kind of stuff. So the country knew him quite well. And he said, well, UFOs are above the atomic bomb in terms of secrecy. We have to understand the level at which they'll go to protect these kind of things. The other thing that's important about Saarbarker is he said, look, we've been looking at the crashes. We've seen bodies inside, and they're kind of insect-like. And we figure they're constructed by somebody to sustain all that G-force and everything else. So you have a lot going on there, a lot more than meets the eye, and certainly a lot more than just a UFO threat. This is technology that we've been developing inside the government, but there's also something outside.
Well, let's elaborate on that. This is all mainline news. So people go see Captain America and Red Skull has this big space plane and he's going to bomb New York in World War II with nuclear weapons. Then Captain America gets on board and stops it and crashes and gets frozen. That's the next episode. Because that was the first Red Skull, first Captain America. But in reality, the Nazis were building the first space shuttle with Wernher von Braun that he later brought to NASA that was a nuclear attack bomber or atomic bomber that was designed to fly in space and drop bombs on New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. And that was actually a real program they were working on. So that's all mainline history, but maybe one out of 1,000 people even knows it's real. Then they put it in a Hollywood movie, people don't take it seriously.
Exactly. Well, they lay it on like a sci-fi concept, but little by little, it's forming a thread in your own subconscious, which is that they're letting this out a little bit at a time. And now with the UFO file, you know, I've been saying this about the UFO file, 2024 is a big disclosure election. Whoever is running for president in the middle here, Trump, RFK Jr., Biden, they're all going to be dead center of this UFO disclosure. They certainly had a dry run for it. Whenever they start the year off like that, you know that something is coming. But it's interesting what you say about von Braun. One thing I want to keep in mind about him, which is once we had him from over here, he brought someone with him who he got out of the judgment at Nuremberg, who's Walter Dornberger, who developed some of the very secret X technology, X planes, and all the rest for us. And this guy has a very interesting history. Von Braun himself asked one of the main people who developed the remote viewing program at SRI, Russell Targ, who I interviewed extensively. And Targ said that, you know, the thing that he wanted him to do was develop an ESP machine for testing astronauts' psychic ability. And he did it. He created this machine to do it. And von Braun would be testing the astronauts for their psychic ability. So when we get into that, you know, we have to understand there's something more than just technical pieces going on here. They realize with the advanced technology, it has something to do with your own psychic process. That's a big kind of understanding for us to catch up on in terms of this is not just technology, but it goes to the human interface.
Absolutely. I know people that were top of their class. I mean, my dad was involved in the NASA program and secret stuff, but he wasn't in the psychic program. But I know a major Hollywood producer, major movies, okay? I'll leave it at that. I'm not gonna even hint at it because people then figure out who it is. But I know some major filmmakers. And this guy told me 20 years ago, and he showed me some of the documents, he wanted to make a movie about it, that he, when he was in elementary school in Houston, was put in a secret NASA psychic program. And so you're talking about that. This is a big, big producer. And I said the name, most people know who it is. So, I mean, this stuff is like everywhere. This is a whole program.
It's something that they've been developing. They've kept it out of sight very well. You know, once in a while, you'll hear a wild story in relation to this. Or, you know, they might have kind of the doppelganger version of it, not the real genuine thing.
A lot of decoy. Yes,
exactly. We see that a lot. You know, there's a lot of news stations that put out this kind of stuff, the History Channel and all the rest of it, but it's not very potent. It's not the real thing. But this is a real program of developing with heavy-duty psychics and people who can remote view, and they get that going with them and identify them at a very early age. And then somehow there's an interface, an interlock with the space program. Because I think what they started to realize with the technology they were developing, especially the stuff that were crash retrieval programs, that it involved some kind of mental interface with the technology. And that takes us to a totally different place than just saying, well, you know, aliens can't get here because, you know, it would take too much fuel or whatever. You know, we're thinking in the wrong types of terms about it.
Because there's like radio, there's a subspace transmission or many psychic fields they know are communicating.
Exactly. Exactly. And when you get groups of people doing that together, you know, we have echoes in our own history. And, you know, I get into a lot of stories about Atlantis and things of this nature. But if you look into the histories of someone like Edgar Cayce, when he went back and looked at all this, he said these groups would get together and that their collective mind power was the technology. So things like we can't understand now, we look back on it, like the Great Pyramids, legacies from this older culture have to do a lot with a secret psychic function that got lost over time for general humanity.
Exactly. And I don't say this to be impressive. I'm just full disclosure. My family doesn't know much about it. It's all secret. But my grandfather's mother was involved in that program in Dallas, and they would get together, and U.S. presidents and people would come. That's all I know. But it was definitely – that's what they were doing.
Oh, they would use them. That's fascinating that happened. It'd be interesting if you could get more details about it, too.
My family doesn't know, but it was involved with Germans. That group was German, but they were successful inventors, very wealthy. And it was a whole program, and it's all – my grandfather totally disavowed it, would never talk about it. But
interesting.
But he was involved. He knew Wernher von Braun, I know that. So you can't make this stuff up. Yeah. We'll be right back.
That's quite a friend.
It's crazy. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
That's Turbo Force. Ooh, Turbo Force. These guys don't even know you can get the canister now.
Get the all-new Turbo Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it's shareable.
Folks, I haven't told you 10% of it. It's just too fantastical. But the truth is, there is a war going on for the future. Amazing interview with dark journalist Daniel List. We're going to do soon with him, if he'll do it, a 2 or 3 hour podcast that's live. Those get millions of views, but are commercial free. He can send us a whole list of things he wants to play, pun intended. And then we'll go through it all with him. But a great brain. I saw you years ago. One of the producers get you on. For some reason, it fell through the cracks. I'm glad you're here now. We got 10 or 11 minutes left in this segment, a little short segment, and then we're going to let the guest host take over. But you've got the floor about where you think this is going, how humanity's doing, what we can do, what you expect to happen, why they're mainlining the UFOs. I mean, big picture here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's great to be here, too, and I appreciate it. One of the things I would say that we need to be aware of immediately is that all of the UFO disclosure piece that they're putting out through the mainstream media is a completely false meme. And this one is developed by the Central Intelligence Agency. They've been putting it together. Their personnel are right in the middle of it. So when you're reading about these people and it says, oh, he's a whistleblower against the government, when you double check, those people are still working for the government. So they're not ex-government, they are the government. And so there's a big separation there that needs to happen about UFO file research versus the CIA disclosure thing. I think the UFO disclosure, the way they're doing it with the threat operation attached, is very dangerous. And that's why we saw the continuity of government piece up there. Let's imagine we get into the 2024 election. Biden isn't doing so hot. RFK Jr. is running away with it. Trump is rising in the polls. Well, what is he going to do to remain in power? They might pull the UFO threat at that point. And they can pull it to the degree that they could put the continuity of government combatant commander in charge, because we've seen them do emergency powers left and right. I mean, Emmanuel Macron in France, he just pushed up.
I mean, we're under an emergency now. They just have to turn up the heat.
Exactly. Yeah. And so now the thing that we were used to maybe is them doing it with COVID and them doing it with these other things, you know, 9/11 and all the rest of it, the incredible things that you've covered over the years. Now, what we're looking at with the UFO part is totally different. They've been planning this one for 8 decades. You know, they have it dialed in. And we remember in the late 90s when these documents tumbled out of the government, thanks to the JFK assassination records review, we found out about Operation Northwoods. So, you know, this is the kind of stuff. And Kennedy basically walked out of the office in disgust when they came forward and gave him this plan to basically sabotage these airlines and blame it on Cuba. So, you know, we've been dealing with this push-pull for a long time. I think the fact of RFK Jr.'s entry into the race puts us in a totally different field on this. And the whole idea of transparency is possible. That's why I think when we're looking at this, and it's interesting with the Trump part coming back, because Trump knows a great deal about it. It's funny you started.
Yeah, let's talk about his family. Aren't just federal judges. They're at the highest levels of the breakaway civilization. And a real quick aside, from my research, and it all oversides, it overbleeds, there's 6 or 7 major factions of CIA, a couple in the Justice Department, but NASA with Kennedy, which obviously happened before, was a breakaway group to separate it. So you have biological, you have nuclear, you have human intelligence, and all groups overlap, but NASA was really this breakaway civilization, secret society movement, and that, you know, that goes back to Aleister Crowley and so much more.
Exactly. There's a whole magical aspect around NASA and the people who were involved in setting it up.
And that's why all the patches and missions have all this magic surrounding them and magic codes. I mean, they don't deny that. They believe this is some type of big magic they're doing.
There's no question about it. And the whole voyage to the moon and the way it was portrayed has a very magical incantation piece to it. The whole idea of space, it's interesting enough that, you know, Jack Parsons, who we've done a number of shows on, and this is a guy who they've really, you know, let out a lot of information about, but he's still a very unusual character. He was back there and created the American Rocket Program, but he was a full-blown disciple of Aleister Crowley. And this is the guy, you know, who set up the Jet Propulsion Lab. That's the foundation of NASA. That's how we got it. So basically,
for those who don't know, a full-blown sex magic cult.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, good point. And when you think about Crowley, you know, you're looking at somebody who had a great affinity for other beings. If you look at some of his early, you know, portraits of the beings who are interacting with him, they look just like the alien greys. You know, his character Lamb has the big white head and all the rest of it.
Exactly. He goes to the Great Pyramid, does his ritual, and a little gray alien comes out.
Exactly. And it's interesting, too, because Parsons did his own ritual with L. Ron Hubbard, who would start Scientology, and we know where that went. The interesting thing, I think, about this is that when they were doing that, immediately afterwards, we get all of these sightings. We get this incredible wave of UFO sightings. Now, there have always been UFO sightings, even in, through ancient history, but we got this incredible wave that brought it forward. And there were two things that happened in that period, the atomic bomb and the height of this Parsons ritual with Crowley. And remember, Crowley had been doing this since the Golden Dawn. That's the 1890s. So when you get to the 1940s, that's 50 years. And he was a master black magician. So I think that we have to look at those aspects and see that there's an occult aspect instantly as a signature around the UFO file. There's no question about it.
So I know it's all speculation. We know they're obsessed with this. It's going on. It's real. But what is it? What is it, and what do you... clearly, they've taken it out of deep freeze and beta. It looks like they're getting ready to go operational. How does the fake alien invasion work?
I think there's two tracks for it. First of all, I think there's the real part is getting harder and harder to conceal. That is the genuine UFO file piece. It's been out there too long. Too many people know about it. So what they want to do is they want to steer people away from that. They've been working as a breakaway group, working on the technology. The technology's advanced. But now the breakaway has developed all this stuff. What are they going to do with it? Well, they need to kind of run the world with it and control things from space, which was the original plan of the Nazis, which was to go up there and control the planet. That also has an occult aspect.
And how does Musk tie into that? To interrupt, I'm sorry, but fascinating.
No, well, Musk is very interesting because of his obsession around X, and the X Steganography series that we do follows that's the signature of the advanced technology. And it goes back all the way through the FBI setting up the UFO file originally. Musk, by identifying with the X technology and being put in this position of a kind of a super Howard Hughes, and I'm not denying the good stuff that he's done around Twitter and all the rest of it, but I think we have to see him on a much different level, which is he's there to roll out this aspect of space in the UFO file. And I think that people on his level and people on Trump's level are aware that this is coming out. And this other group is manufacturing their own version. So the CIA alien invasion version has nothing to do with reality. There's no CIA UFO. There's no UFO threat. There's a CIA threat. That's the way we should think about it. But they will, and they have the technology to roll out an invasion like that. They've been prepping people for a number of years around
this. Exactly. My prime quadrant scanning into this is stage an attack, say aliens did it, and the hysteria it would create and the unification around the world and the answer to that would be incalculable.
Absolutely. And but look, they've already jumped up with the UFO file. They've already said, hey, look, we shot down two UFOs, and we did it with who? We did it with Canada. That's weird, too. So they're instantly introducing this idea of NORAD. And, whenever he talks about the United States, he always says homeland. That's the General Van Herk. It's interesting if you go into Van Herk's background a little bit, because he comes out of the 509th. And the 509th is the group that discovered Roswell. So, he wasn't around in that period. But the lineage there of him being part of that 509th squadron, which was the only squadron that could handle the atomic bomb in that period, but they were the ones who recovered the wreckage at Roswell. The fact that the NORAD COG commander has a Roswell connection, I think, is really a signature of this group that's operating in the background. And I think that they want a UFO threat, and I think they've been preparing for it. Now, the fact that they've been manufacturing this thing doesn't mean there isn't genuine UFOs out there, but they're at the point where they can really do this on their own.
Wow. It's just insane. And it's all coming to a head. Would you say humanity is in the driver's seat or winning or totally losing? And I mean, I guess there's all these factions, but it's fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. It is fascinating. I think we're coming into a period of awareness around it. And a lot of this is coming on a great vast part of humanity that is very much asleep to it and has been caught up in Netflix, news media, MSNBC, and all that stuff. So they're in for a really rude awakening. And the rest of us, I think, are just planning on how to figure out to navigate this type of situation. And I don't think it's any accident that people like RFK Jr. are coming up in the middle of that, because here we are, the original Kennedys, what they wanted was freedom, transparency, that original political wave. And now we have this dynasty down 40, 50 years later, and he's coming back to really...
That's right. History repeats. Do one more segment. Dark Journalist. Very impressive. Final segment with Daniel List, darkjournalist.com. He'll be back with us very soon. Impressive work. Find it at darkjournalist.com. Maria Z from Australia with huge guests that broke the information that Greg Reese has been covering about the spike protein, what it's really doing. You do not want to miss this interview coming up. But, sir, in the 5 minutes we have left, you have the floor.
Well, that's great. Well, I want to mention that with everything that's going on with Tucker Carlson, it's interesting to me because the last interview that he did with President Trump, where Trump starts in the middle of it, starts talking about John Trump, his uncle, who was the MIT professor, the longest tenured, he said. And I've done a lot of research around this, and it gets into some very wild territory, because I think Trump is saying this for a reason and putting it on the record. He's not being prompted about it. And he went on a podcast immediately afterward and starts talking about John again. Well, John has a very interesting tie-in with the UFO file, and it has to do with the fact that he was the protege of Vannevar Bush, who was the scientist at MIT, who, you know, basically navigated the UFO file for three decades, and that according to Robert Saarbarker, the physicist I mentioned earlier. And John Trump being his mentor, Vannevar Bush being his mentor, Bush sends him in to get Nikola Tesla's papers in 1943 after Tesla dies. And he gives a series of interviews before he dies, John Trump, about those incidents. And one of the things that he says is what they were looking for was a weapon inside of Tesla's information. Now, John Trump had those papers in his possession, and they required him to write a kind of a cursory thing like, oh, I didn't find anything in there. But in fact, he was able to capture all of Tesla's information except for one trunk, which disappeared. Now, interestingly enough, John Trump having the connection going in to the UFO file from Vannevar Bush, then he is appointed by Bush to go and get these records that Nikola Tesla left behind. One of the things he says the FBI people told him that they were looking for was the ability to take down flying objects at a distance, so that if you're in Hawaii somewhere, you can press a button. If something's going over the UK, you take it down. But they didn't identify what kind of flying objects. So that brings us into the whole piece about the advanced technology that John Trump had. Well, when Trump is bringing this up, and you know, Trump, one of the people who brought him to prominence was Roy Cohn, and Roy Cohn understood the aerospace aspect and the deep state aspect. He'd been there since the McCarthy hearings. This is a guy who went very deep. So Trump going in has the knowledge from his uncle, and he'll often say in those speeches, oh, my uncle shared these things with me, you know, and he shared with me about the power. Do you understand the power? And this kind of language, which I think he's giving that message, like, you know, if you're hunting around after me with these court cases, if you're hunting around after me in relation to Mar-a-Lago and classified documents, I'm going to let this stuff out. So I think Trump right now is playing a very hardcore card game with the deep state, just like he was when he was in the presidency. And I think we're looking at a kind of a almost like a maximum peril situation for the 2024 election, because all these things are coming to a head. And I think the firings of these people are also involved with this, because this story, I think when it gets out, is gigantic. And it shows that Trump has that direct connection to these deep aerospace groups.
I totally agree. And I remember Trump in his inaugural speech said, we've got all these advanced technologies to heal people. We're going to release them. They were lying to him and got him to go with warp speed to discredit all that, because they actually want to discredit all this technology by giving us the bad technology. Very impressive. Dark journalist, Daniel List. Thank you so much, darkjournalist.com. I'm going to be taking care of stuff this weekend, but if you want to tape or do a live show in like 8, 9, 10 days, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, I'd love to go 2 hours. You can send us a whole, you know, raft of what you want to hit. We'll go over it all with you and really knock it out of the park. But we can see all your great work at darkjournalist.com. Thank you so much.
That would be fantastic. Oh, great. I look forward to it.
Look forward. Great job. All right. Maria Z, Loaded for Bear, huge guest, critical info. You want to tune into this. Owen Schroer in 55 minutes, The War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. Please remember, only way we stay on air is your word of mouth, your prayer, and buying products at InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force back in stock. The best krill oil, the very best products out there, the CBD, all at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much, and God bless you. I'm going to hit some huge Mayorkas news on the border and more. Some of his latest over-the-top brainwashing and gaslighting. Several of those clips in a moment. But first, nobody rides for free. We can't stay on air. We can't pay for the massive servers. We can't pay for all the software and all the infrastructure and the satellite uplinks without your support. And I want to hire more reporters. I want to send them around the country and the world again. I don't want to just stay on air, which we've stabilized or able to do right now. I want to be able to expand. So I want to thank you all for keeping us on air. I want to thank you for your prayers, your word of mouth. It's an information war. And I want to encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the very best products. I can get supplements for 10% of what I get these for. That compounds are still so powerful, you get a pretty good response on those. The highest end, the cleanest, the very best formulas that top researchers develop for us, and a lot of these are clones of already best-selling products. You're not going to get A-plus, platinum-level quality products, five-star products, for anywhere near these prices. Turbo Force Plus is new and improved, even better, with a whole bunch of natural compounds for 10 hours of clean energy that kicks in at different points. Some hits quick, some hits in 4 or 5 hours, some hits in like 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours clean energy. Turbo Force Plus, now in a canister, stronger and even more product. InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock. Ultimate Bone Broth, sold out for over 2 years, just couldn't get the ingredients. We got it reformulated, even better. InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out right now the first run of Diet Force. A bunch of natural compounds help you lose weight naturally. It's so easy. Diet Force, InfoWarsStore.com. 1776 Testosterone Boost, InfoWarsStore.com. And something I really want you to think about, and this one I've been eating out of here, so this is not a full bottle, but I'm going to pour these out on the table here. Overhead shot, please. Ultimate Krill Oil. We have to really look and work with top companies that are already some of the top krill producers to get their highest quality. This is beyond the grade A. It's kind of like beef, where you have, you know, the different ratings. Well, this was beef. It's that super rated beef that you get at the steakhouses, you know, where the steak's $100, and where if it was just regular grade, it'd be $20. These babies, this is the highest grade of krill that you're going to find. There's no coloring in that. It's bright, glowing, Superman reds, what I call it, electric red. And that is only the oil of the krill, not all the other garbage, not brine. Most krill you find is all cloudy and yellow. Real krill oil is red. Very hard to find it. This is pure, unpasteurized krill oil. This, ladies and gentlemen, is insane. So you need to get krill oil. If you've not had krill oil, look at these babies. InfoWarsStore.com. There's even more in the bottle. These are filled to the brim, but I've eaten 7 or 8 of these. I just opened this, well, I guess Sunday. So look at those. Look at those. But this is the next level. And if you take two of these before you go to bed at night, almost everybody calls in and says, my gosh, I had the most fantastic dreams ever. Your brain loves this stuff, and it funds the InfoWar, waking up other people's brains. Get your ultimate krill oil now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 and get your 1776 testosterone boost. It'll blow you away.
We've taken Brain Force and made it Brain Force Plus. Now a 20% more in the bottle and an even more hardcore formula. You owe it to yourself to get these products. They really have worked for myself, my family. They have 5-star reviews by the thousands. InfoWarsLife.com. Come on.